You can have it all. Great pay, awesome benefits, a flexible schedule, the chance to grow. At Cox, we're recruiting auto and diesel technicians to join our Manheim and Fleet Services teams. If you're ready for a new job and want to experience an award-winning workplace, drive your career forward with us. Visit cox.career/autotech to learn more. That's cox.career/autotech.
Be the guy who embraces the ugly, the miserable. Be the guy who embraces hard work, the grind. Don't be afraid of being hurt. Don't be afraid of sacrificing some blood.
You see that look right there? Don't ever let a man see you like that. Did you give him the power over you? If you gotta take an L, you take it with your head up, chest out, like a man.
You be that warrior in that garden. All right? And you stand strong. You be a strong man. You be a good man. And you just let the world rage around you.
The 100 men that go into war, 10 shouldn't even be there. 80 of them are just targets. 10 do most, or 9 do most of the fighting. One is a warrior. So many people who just show up to life that shouldn't even be around. And there's few people who do all the work. I wanted to be part of that 9, and I'm working towards being that one. And that's just how I live my life.
It's the moments in life, the decisions you make on a moment-to-moment basis that add up to be the guy or not the guy. Tonight, I did something, you know, that I feel more of a guy for me, who I am, my guy.
If you had to create a human, what would you put them through to make them tough? It probably wouldn't be a really chill life.
Yeah.
What would you put them through to make them patient? You probably wouldn't give them things immediately. So it's like we want these traits, but each of the traits has a price tag attached to it. And it's just like, do you want to pay the price tag to get the thing? And so I think if people reframe the period of life that they're going through as the price that they're paying out of their wallet, but the wallet is their time, it's the seconds of life that they're trading for it, then I think more people will be willing to make the trip.
That most men live lives of quiet desperation. It's one of my favorite quotes ever because it's true. And I've been that guy. You're just in this world where you just can't wait to just run away. You have to take a path that's dangerous, and most people want to take the safe path. And the safe path leaves you stuck in quiet desperation almost every time. It's hell.
But can people just make that change? I mean,
yes. And you have to have a plan, and you have to spend all your waking hours outside of whatever shit job you do planning your escape, and you have to come to the realization very clearly that you f***ed up, you got yourself stuck. So whatever you're doing, you have to do it like your life depends on it.
Right now in life, your family's looking for that one guy right now. They're looking for that one guy who's strong, who's that pillar for the family in hard times. Make sure they look around. They look around and find you. These are the times right now for you to step up. Be that guy that can take anything. Stay hard.
There is something poetic about a 39-year-old man winning New Artist of the Year. I don't know where you're at in your life or what you're going through, but I want to tell you to keep going, baby. I want to tell you success is on the other side of it. I want to tell you it's going to be okay. I want to tell you that the windshield is bigger than the rearview mirror for a reason, because what's in front of you is so much more important than what's behind you. Let's party, Nashville!
Whatever time that you have to attack like you're trying to save the world. You're trying to save your life. You don't want to drown. That 1.5 hours a day that you have to write, goddamn, you better be caffeinated and motivated. You got to go. You got to get after it. And you got to have discipline. That's, most people don't have those things. Most people don't understand what it's like to really go for something.
A lot of working class guys come to my shows and they say, look, I've been listening to your lectures while I'm doing long-haul trucking or while I'm working in my forklift, whatever. I think, great, man, get the hell out of it. Do your job properly.
Do it.
You bet, and do it right. Support your family. Man the hell up. Live a responsible life, and what you're doing is valuable. I don't care what anyone else has to say about it.
And I had one of the greatest lessons I ever learned, and I'm about to share it with you. This will be worth the price of being here today if you can capture what I'm about to share with you. Here's what Mr. Shove said. Set a goal to become a millionaire. And he said, here's why. for what it will make of you to achieve it. And I got one of the greatest classes in one sentence I've ever received in my life. Set a goal that'll make you stretch that far. For what it will make of you to achieve it. What a brand new reason for setting goals. And here's why. The greatest value in life is not what you get. The greatest value in life is what you become.
I was not always this strong guy, you see. I went through a lot of hard times in my life to get here today. All I wanted to be was an uncommon man. In my whole life, I was not that. Much worse than that. I know what it takes to be a combat soldier. And I used to look for courage. I thought courage was a man who won the Medal of Honor. It is.
You can have it all. Great pay, awesome benefits, a flexible schedule, the chance to grow. At Cox, we're recruiting auto and diesel technicians to join our Manheim and Fleet Services teams. If you're ready for a new job and want to experience an award-winning workplace, drive your career forward with us. Visit cox.career/autotech to learn more. That's cox.career/autotech. You can have it all. Great pay, awesome benefits, a flexible schedule, the chance to grow. At Cox, we're recruiting auto and diesel technicians to join our Manheim and Fleet Services teams. If you're ready for a new job and want to experience an award-winning workplace, drive your career forward with us. Visit cox.career/autotech to learn more. That's cox.career/autotech.
Yes. But courage is a man who's willing to put those boots on every single day of his life to go out there and fight for this country where nobody even knows what the hell they're doing or where the hell they're at. You do for the man beside you.
You know better, but you're not doing better. That's some scare. For you to decide, here's limitations with my career and my marriage and my personal life. I know better, but I'm so used to doing wrong and being dysfunctional. I know better, but I don't want to do better.
Everything counts. Everything that you do counts. The biggest mistake that people make is they think that only what they want to count counts. No. When you read a book, when you listen to an audio program, when you go to a course, when you go to bed early and get up early and you work, it all counts.
Everybody's asleep, man, or they're just getting home after a long night. You know, going out there partying, it's Friday night. It's close to 3 a.m. right now.
It's always going to be a party.
It's always going to be a time to celebrate and a time to join friends and or a day to, I mean, the bars are always open. No matter how old you are, they're always open, you know? What's not always open is the opportunity to check the box in life, you know, to achieve your dreams. That's not always open, man.
The next time you want to just give in to that desire for comfort, remember that your future self is going to be the one to suffer the consequences. It's so easy to just put it off and act like it doesn't exist. But that future self that you're passing all these burdens to will one day be yourself of the present, and you'll wish you chose to do otherwise.
This life is relentless. You better keep coming back from all your failures, all your doubts, all your You better keep fighting, keep getting up. Never lay down. That's one thing we should all agree on. If you've been broken once, you know how that feels. That means, try and break me again.
Reminder that if you want to be exceptional, you're going to be different from everyone else. That's what makes you exceptional. You can't fit in and also be exceptional. Both have discomfort. When you fit in, you have internal conflict because you're not being 100% you. When you're exceptional, you have external conflict because everyone sees you as different. Pick one. When your friends start to say, you've changed, remember, it's because they don't know how to say, you've grown.
You got a lot of people paying their hard-earned money to come watch you perform. It's your job to be in shape. It's your job to be strong enough to perform at that level every single night. And as a competitor, I'm not ducking. Like, it's not, Oh my God, my back hurts, I'm sore. We gotta play Vince Carter and Toronto Raptors tonight.
Pick your mountain, whatever that mountain is, and each journey of the mountain is a million steps, and each day you have to take that step.
Yeah.
Each day you take that step, you look up at the mountain, you say, that's where I want to go. And then each next day you take your step over and over and over again.
When I was in the military, we go on these instructor-led runs. Most of the time we knew the start and end point. So on the way back, I start seeing people getting happy and shit because the end was near. But there were some instructors that would hear the happiness and go right on past the end point. When that happened, everybody stopped talking. Heads would stop dropping. And I start taking souls. At that time, I knew what happened in their minds. They were living off the hope factor. They hoped the instructors would stop running. They hoped the water was never cold. They hoped the weather was good. I don't live off that hope. I wish the water was cold. I wish the instructors keep on running. I wish for rain. When the ending is unknown and the distance is unknown, that's when you know who the you are.
Either you work hard for it or you don't work hard for it. Well, me and my brother, we work hard for our stuff. It don't come easy. In life, you have to work. Either you have to be the shark of the ocean or the fish of the ocean. And right now, you have to be the shark. Take over everything. Strength, no weakness. Power, the muscle. You have to have that mindset. So you're going to come in here and dominate.
It's easy to give up.
You know, hell yeah.
It's the easiest thing in the world to do. All right, man, I'm done. I ain't going. I ain't gonna keep going.
Yeah,
I don't feel like going to work. I'm done.
Yeah, man.
It's easy. It's very easy. But what's hard is going, yo, yesterday I got nothing from working as hard as I could. Nothing happened from that. I'm gonna do the same thing again today, but I'm gonna try to go harder. That's the hardest thing in the world. To get up every day and give 100% and be in the same position that you were each day, but mentally know that you're trying and trying and trying. That's a real grind.
You know, there comes a day, man. Everyone's going to have this day. There comes a day where being average, being mediocre is just sickening to you. It's just sickening. It makes you want to throw up because you've seen people with far less talent than you. As you're growing up with them, their childhood buddies, whatever else, they didn't have what you had. Yet now they're become something that you haven't. There comes that day. It's either when you're young, you know, and it strikes you on the baseball field because you're sick of striking out, or it's when you get fired from your fifth job, you know, and your wife and kids are on your, so you don't know how to support them anymore. There comes a day where push comes to shove, where being mediocre, being like average, and just burns and sucks so much. You can't deal with it one more day, and you get all and you create something that's always been there. It's always been inside of you trying to come out, but you've never wanted to unwrap it because it's too much pain and commitment. You were scared you're gonna fail. You're scared if you started, you never finish it. You didn't want to tell anyone about it. You knew it was there, but you never wanted to embark on it until something fucking hits. You get fired or somebody else gets success to remind you of what you could have been. And then the spark is born. And no matter what happens, I'm never going to be in this boat again. And you get up and you go, even if it gets knocked down, you just keep going, you're a wild man. And life has never been so sweet. That can happen at an early age, it can happen at a later age. It's going to happen to somebody every, you know, no matter what, it's going to happen to you. And when it does happen to you, thank your lucky stars that finally you're alive. It's time to unwrap the potential you can be. Superior, man. It's within you. It's within every single one of us. And the people that have risen to that level were no different than any one of us. It's just they believed it and they're willing to work their to get it.
You feel like you're missing out on all the fun. Me too. Everyone else has more friends. Everyone else does the fun stuff on the weekends. Everyone else gets all the attention. We're missing out on a lot. And it doesn't end there. We're missing out on the endless search for acceptance from an empty source. We're missing out on the constant need to mask the reality of who we are. We're missing out on the acting like everything is okay and shutting down when the crowd is gone. So yeah, we're missing out, but I think that's just fine for now.
99% of people that say stuff like that are not willing to do what it takes to make their dreams come true. The Marines have a saying, everybody wants to go to heaven, but nobody wants to die. And that's just real. At the center of bringing any dream into fruition is self-discipline. You know, something as simple as food and eating. It's not about your body as much as it is about your mind. It's getting command of your mind to be able to choose actions that are in your own best interest. Every day, we are choosing shit that's not in our own best interest. Right? So if the world is attacking you and the world wants to fight you and the world's trying to hold you down, so you're going to kick yourself in the balls? So you're going to stop yourself from getting what you dream? Self-discipline is the center of all material success. You cannot win the war against the world if you can't win the war against your own mind.
Something my parents taught me that they practiced all their life. Don't miss anything. Don't miss the game, don't miss the concert, don't miss the performance, don't miss the show. Don't miss the conversation, don't miss the sermon, don't miss the class, don't miss anything. Go look, see, learn, try, taste. When my father was 73 years old, after my mother was gone, or 93 years old, before he died, if you would have called him at 10:30, 11 o'clock at night, he wouldn't be home. He's at the concert, he's at church, he's at the rodeo. He's watching the kids play softball every night, somewhere. Unbelievable. Let that flavor of life be part of your lifestyle. Go taste, go listen, go enjoy.
If what you are doing is not moving you towards your goals, then it's probably moving you away from your goals. Nothing is neutral. Everything that you're doing is either moving you toward the things that you want to accomplish in life, the person you want to be, the wealth you want to accumulate, or it's moving you away. Everything counts.
We don't want to be left alone by ourselves with ourselves. So we come in and we sit down and we get on our phone or we turn on the TV or we go wherever, we do whatever, because we don't want to face the reality of being by ourselves with ourselves. Start making yourself a companion that you're comfortable with.
Why on earth are you trying to stop overthinking? If there's anything you should be grateful for, it's the fact that you have the mental energy to care greatly about what's going on in your own life. Because a lot of people simply do not. Do you think the people we deem extraordinary in this world move through life without this perceived burden of overthought? Absolutely not. The problem is not the amplitude of your thinking. It's the direction. The goal is not to turn off your thoughts. The goal is to redirect them to positive ideation. Because an active mind is not a weakness. It's the greatest strength.
Greatness is not this wonderful, esoteric, elusive, godlike feature that only the special among us will ever taste. You know, it's something that truly exists in all of us. It's very simple. This is what I believe, and I'm willing to die for it. Period. It's that simple.
It wasn't about the potential, it wasn't about the genetics, it was about the perseverance, and it was about being the hardest worker in the room. That's what got them there, and it didn't happen overnight. They got knocked down more than they ever stood up, but they kept going and kept going and kept going and kept going, because what else is the alternative? To be average again. That sucks, man, and it really sucks when you've tasted success at one point in your life.
If you keep making the same mistake over and over, the mistake isn't the problem. You are.
But then at the same time, I have to tell myself that you're a human and you made it right and you're making it right, and it's okay. It's okay. Wherever you've been in the past that's bad, if you're not still there, your companion, which is yourself, needs to feel free to tell you, it's okay. That was a bad place to be. That was a bad person to be. But you're not that person anymore, and you're not in that place anymore. But if you're with yourself, and yourself is always beating you up, you're not going to want to be with yourself. If I'm sitting out here by myself in the evening, by a fire, cup of coffee and a cigar, and I'm constantly beating myself up over my failures in the past, I'm not someone that I want to be alone with.
Why we should work this hard? Why take that many classes? Why go to school that many years? You know, why take the notes? Why read the books? Why work that hard? Why put yourself through the push-ups and the disciplines? Why? Good question, why? Best answer to why, I think, is the second question. Why not? Why not see how many books you can read, how many classes you can take, how many skills you can develop? Why not see how valuable you can become to the marketplace, and to your friends, and to your family? Why not see what you can make of yourself? Why not see how far you can go, how much you can see, how much you can earn, how much you can share? Why not? Why not you? Why not you? With good self-esteem. Why not you starting to change, setting goals? Why not you starting to make progress toward financial freedom? If I can do it, you can do it. If we can read, you can read. If we can change, you can change. If we can figure it out, you can figure it out. If we can turn it around, you can turn it around. There isn't anything you can't accomplish. That's what those testimonials would say. And so I want to say it to you personally. Why not you? You've got the brains. You've got the stamina. You've got the vitality. You've got the interest. You've got your life ahead of you. You've got the future. You can do it. If anybody can do it, you can do it. If one of us can do it, hey, we all can do it.
The next thing I would want from a companion is I would want someone who is encouraging, who sees the possibility in the future, who gently pushes me and encourages me to get out of the rut, to get out of the hole, to get out of the sheepfold, to get out of the swamp that I'm in, and to move on and do better. You want someone who's going to encourage you. Well, if you don't have somebody who's going to do that, become that somebody.
When you taste these finer things of life, all the pain, all the work, all the sacrifice to get them is well worth it. If anything, it's a small down payment for the price and the reward you got and that feeling I once felt. How do you ever turn your back on it? Stop running from the potential of what you can be, guys. It's inside of you. It's always been there. Grab a buddy of yours. Say, man, me and you are going to do this together. And you're going to be on my ass if I start slacking. I'm going to be on your ass if I start slacking. And I'll never accept mediocre again. I'm always going to give it my 110%. That's the only thing I can ever say solid day's work.
You're going to lose sleep. You'll doubt whether it'll work. You'll stress to make ends meet. You won't finish your to-do list. You'll wonder whether you made the right call and have no way to know for years. This is what hard feels like, and that's okay. Everything worth doing is hard, and the more worth doing it is, the harder it is. The greater the payoff, the greater the hardship. If it's hard, good. It means no one else will do it. More for you.
You're a man. You are a man. Stand up and be a man. Make the hard decisions, make the sacrifices, make the unpopular decisions, and become comfortable in your own skin. And if you are not a person that you are comfortable being alone with, that is the one person in this universe that you have full power, full right, and full responsibility to change.
It's not an easy path. It's not for the ill-hearted or the weak-natured. It's for the strong people. And before you embark on this journey, mentally, you have to prepare yourself for it. No one's going to get worse before it gets better. When you embark this journey, you must know that it's going to go down before it comes up. But when it comes up, it's going to go so much higher than you've ever been. Sacrificing today for tomorrow's betterment.
If you had a friend, if you had a person you're going to sit down and spend all the time with, what would you want from that person? What would you want? Well, I would want to spend time with somebody who's honest. Makes sense? I don't want to spend time with somebody who's going to be lying to me all the time. Someone who's going to gently tell me the truth about myself.
So I want to ask you a question. What are your fears? What are you afraid of? What are you scared of? Because we all have fears, don't we? We all have something that's blocking us, that's holding us back. And as we begin to look at life, what we realize is that the reason that most people are not living out their true potential and not doing all of the things that they would really like to do is because of fear.
You got to face the reality of who you are. You got to face the reality of what you are. Right? And nobody's going to tell you that like you yourself will tell you that. You want to tell yourself the truth, but you want to tell yourself the truth in understanding and forgiveness.
The first step, guys, is knowing it's a tough road. But through that effort, builds the character, the person you want to be at the end. Accept that.
Don't be so worried about people who imitate your work. They only know the what, but not the why. If you stopped being creative, so would they. A photocopier isn't an artist, even if it can recreate the Mona Lisa.
The separation of talent and skill is one of the greatest misunderstood concepts for people who are trying to excel, who have dreams, that want to do things. Talent you have naturally. Skill is only developed by hours and hours and hours of beating on your craft.
People want to find their passion, but you don't find it, you create it. And you create it by getting good at something. And to get good at stuff, you start by doing something you suck at. Then you get good. Then you like it. Then people ask how you found your passion. Answer: by starting when you sucked and not giving up.
Where I excel is ridiculous, sickening work ethic. You know, while the other guy's sleeping, I'm working. While the other guy's eating, I'm working.
You might have more talent than me. You might be smarter than me. But if we get on the treadmill together, right? There's two things. You're getting off first, or I'm gonna die.
Damn, Ron, come on! What's the matter with you? There is no tomorrow! There is no tomorrow! There is no tomorrow!
Not to piss off the positive Pollies in the room, but if you haven't gotten what you want, then you're not worthy of it, period. And that's okay. Now you can admit that you suck and improve. Better to know you're bad for a season than pretend you're good for a lifetime. You're not making as much money as you want because you're not as good as you think you are. You're not struggling from imposter syndrome. You're a student and pretending to be a teacher. No students say they feel like frauds for trying to learn. You're a fraud when you get up to teach the class and you've never done it.
And he said, now don't you ever tell me it's something that you can't do. The first step before anybody else in the world believes it, is you have to believe it. There's no reason to have a plan B because it distracts from plan A.
Starting tomorrow, what are you going to do that'll make a change in your life's direction? Good question. What are you going to do starting tomorrow that'll make a difference? Now see, if you don't do something starting tomorrow that'll make a difference, guess what? It's gonna be the same. If you don't like how it is for you, change it. If it doesn't suit you, change it. If it doesn't please you, change it. If it isn't enough, change it. And I challenge you to do that because you can change. See, you don't ever have to be the same again after tonight, only by choice.
Earth, I need to say something. Listen to me. One time in your life, I hope all of you can feel how happy I am. But guess what? You will never feel this level of happiness if you don't go for something and put on your neck. If you stay down, you will never ever get that resolve and feel this level of happiness as you rise. One time in your life, but I'm blessed to be able to feel this again and again.
And I'm the
best ever. I'm the most brutal, the most vicious, and most ruthless champion there's ever been. There's no one can stop me. Lynx is a conqueror. No, I'm Alexander. He's no Alexander. I'm the best ever. There's never been anybody ruthless. I'm Sonny Liston. I'm Jack Dempsey. There's no one like me. I'm from Nairclaw. There's no one that can match me. My style is impetuous. My defense is impregnable. And I'm just ferocious. I want your heart. I want to eat your children. Praise be to Allah.
There's a certain delusional quality that all successful people have to have. You have to believe that something different than what has happened for the last 50 million years of history. You have to believe that something different can happen.
I don't want to live in a hole anymore. It makes me feel poor.
We are poor, but we're happy.
Come see, come suck. Anyway, the views are better above ground. Honey, I'm 7 non-Fox years old now. My father died at 7 and a half. I don't want to live in a hole anymore. And I'm going to do something about it.
Confucius said, he who says he can and he who says he can't are both usually right.
It's normal to not know what you're doing. If you did, it wouldn't be called growth. High-five your fear, uncertainty, and doubt, and carry on. Do you get tired, stressed, sad, hungry, frustrated, unfocused? Do you feel misunderstood? Great. You're human. You don't need medication.
I told him to squat. Thank you. Thank you for all what you've done. Thank you for beating me. Be a better fighter, a better person. In this camp, I didn't around. If you know me, you're crying. And I put myself through.
Being realistic is the most commonly traveled road to mediocrity. Why would you be realistic? What's the point of being realistic?
Make a choice. Like, you just decide what it's going to be, who you're going to be, how you're going to do it. Just decide. And then from that point, the universe is going to get out your way. It's water. It wants to move and go around stuff.
America was built on the backs of men who smoked cigarettes, drove without seatbelts, and had bacon for breakfast. If you miss your biohacking routine this morning, you're going to be okay. There's a time for leverage, but there's also a time for violence, which is just brute force. People get really obsessed with optimal, which is getting the most bang for your buck. But there's also maximizing, which is just getting the most bucks. You lose more life trying to optimize everything than just living it. The stress of trying to be perfect is killing you more quickly than your imperfections.
A lot of people, it's hard to imagine, but you have to learn how to fail. Because I'm gonna explain this to you. I had big dreams. A lot of us have big dreams, big goals. And when you have goals that are maybe outside your reach, you have to know that getting to that goal, you're gonna have a lot of bad days, a lot of setbacks. Like when I was losing 106 pounds in 3 months, the first two weeks, it's like I was gaining weight. You know, I would lose a pound, gain two. So I was just failing, kept failing. So I had to teach myself how to fail right. And what that means is, when I fail, I can't spend much time in that fail zone. I have to be able to get up and get after the next day just as fast, because my goal was, you know, to be a Navy SEAL. I don't have time to stay here and feel back myself for weeks and months and years, because I'll lose that time. So the big thing is, know that if you have big goals and big dreams, along the way, failure is going to happen. So how fast do you get up from that? You gotta teach yourself that.
If he could do it,
this isn't a movie.
He believed in himself. And you can too.
Man, you gotta put it on me like that.
You can do anything that you want. You can get singing lessons, get a better job, make more money. You could be even like rich. You could live in the White House someday. You could be president.
Me?
Do what you want to do.
You can have it all. Great pay, awesome benefits, a flexible schedule, the chance to grow. At Cox, we're recruiting auto and diesel technicians to join our Manheim and fleet services teams. If you're ready for a new job and want to experience an award-winning workplace, drive your career forward with us. Visit cox.career/autotech to learn more. That's cox.career/autotech.